Hey kids, Eric Todd here, comedian and aging punk rocker. The good people at Hobo Wolf Band Records asked me to talk to you about the CD that you're holding in your hand. Well, you're probably not actually holding it in your hand. It's not 1970 fucking six where all you have to do while you listen to an album is sit there and read the liner notes. I mean, it's a piece of plastic, if anything. And let's face it, most of you cheap bastards probably downloaded this for free. If you are holding it in your hands, it's only because you're doing lines of coke or meth off of it. And I can't condone that kind of behavior, but if you are going to do lines of coke or meth off of a CD, this compilation is probably the one. And I say good people at Hobo Wolfman Records, but I don't really know. They could be sociopaths for all I fucking know. I mean, a hobo and a wolfman, is that who's running the show over there? Or is it one guy who's a hobo and a wolfman at once? I mean, either way, I'm shocked that they're able to come up with time to put out a punk rock compilation. What with jumping on rail cars and feasting on human flesh. And it is Hobo Wolfman, right? Not Homo Wolfman? Not that there'd be anything wrong with that. I'm woke. We're all woke here at Hobo Wolfman Records. It was very important to me when they asked me to do this bit. I said, listen, every artist on this CD has got to be woke. It's very important to me. I don't know what it means, but it's very important to me. I mean, some of my best friends are homosexual lycanthropes. Fun fact, the L in LGBTQQ, whatever the hell it is, stands for lycanthrope. So, why a comedian to open up a punk rock CD? I have no fucking idea, but my guess is we do have some similarities. Comedy and punk rock both push the lines of what's considered good taste in a normal society. And much like the artists on this CD, nobody's ever heard of me and I don't make money doing this. So now let's look at some of the acts that are on here. You got Electric Frankenstein. You got New Jersey Bloodline. What else did you blow $10 on? The Bible Beaters. Thingsloth. Thingsloth, are you kidding me? They're worth $10 alone right there. My favorite new band. They've probably been out 30 years. They're new to me. Piss Wizards. Piss Wizards. Hey, Mom, I'm listening to the Piss Wizards. How punk rock is that? The War Boys, U.S. Not to be mistaken with War Boys, U.K., I guess. I don't freaking know. Wimpy Rutherford from the Queers, the Q and LGBTQ, and the Cryptics. Graveyard Boulevard. The Jasons, the Party Wreckers, and the list goes on and on. $10, not flushed down the toilet, but spent on good, freaking spit-in-your-face fucking punk rock. So, hey, listen. While you're listening to, look at Randy Buttsex is on here. That's the great thing about being an aging punk rocker, is you can be part of the PTA, driving your kids to school, but you still have friends with names like Randy Buttsex. Hey, honey, Randy's coming over for dinner. Randy who? Randy Buttsex. You know, from the Buttsex family down the street. I don't know. Anyway, listen. Follow me on Twitter, etod666. Enjoy this CD. Hobo Wolfman, not Homo Wolfman. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Again, Hobo Wolfman Records. I'm Eric Todd. Go fuck yourself.